anyone else requires my services, I shall retire until needed again.
It conquered the world and left me blue. It conquered my world when it got you. My world was a happy world till it came around. It just opened its mouth and gulped you down. You're somewhere inside it, there's no doubt. No power on earth can get you out. My world is a lonely world. What can I do? It conquered my world when it ate you. It, there's no doubt, no power on earth can get you out. My world is a lonely world. What can I do? It conquered my world when it ate you.
the second hand is ticking by, and I'm counting every minute, and I'm searching for the glimmer in your eye that'll tell me everything I need to know.
Ooh, when is he gonna leave? Ooh, he's so special to me.
Doodles Weaver in the press box at Indianapolis for the big race out here. It's a beautiful day for the race. Not a cloud in the sky. 150,000 people are waiting for this great event. What a spectacle. Now the boys are coming around the first turn. I believe it's a perfect start. The green flag waves. The starter says, okay, they're bunched together, and there they go!
Hi, hello everybody, and welcome to Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee. Today is part of the October Hellraiser. It is October, so we are going to be listening to some spooky songs from the past here on Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee, and some stuff from the not-so-distant past, stuff that was released in the last few years, but is either vintage in origin, or just has a vintage style to it. You know, the type of stuff we typically play on Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee. This is the October Hellraiser, sort of our silent fundraiser, where we try to get money to make sure that we have money at year's end. And things have been a little better here at WFMU than in previous years, thanks in part to generous donations from our listeners, but also because COVID is over. But we would still benefit quite a lot if we could get some more donations in to our station here, because that's what keeps us on air, generous donations from our listeners. And there's some fun stuff you can get. There's all sorts of swag available, including Sheena t-shirts and everything else. So I recommend you donate, and you can actually click on the top of the page to do that. But that sort of donation is what keeps the show on the air. Anyway, we are going to hear from Victoria Spivey next with Graveyard Theme. We'll follow that with Lee Presson in the Nails, April May in the June Bugs, I believe. And we're going to go all the way to Johnny Long in the next set. So stay tuned here on Merrily We Roll Along with M.H. Lee.
Yeah. When I was just a driver down Texas way, I met a pretty mama and she used to say, you better start learning what it's all about, 'cause the boogeyman will get you if you don't watch out. So I came along solid to the great white way, gauging one night in a smart cafe, when up jumped the devil and he started to shout, the boogeyman's got you, look out. Every time I hear a square piano play, it gets me in the rush of groove, and then I say, man, you never dig what it's all about. The boogeyman's got me fade out.
That was Boogeyman from Johnny Long. Before that, Devil with the Devil from April, May, and the June Bugs. Lee Presson and the Nails with Hell's Bells. And we had Graveyard Theme from Victoria Spivey to start us off. Next, we're going to hear a set which is going to include Sippy Wallace, Charlie Barnett, Guy Lombardo, and the Deep River Boys up next, Swinging at the Seance. Stay tuned here on Merrily Roll Along with M.H. Lee, because we have lots of good music coming up.
What a da 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 deo 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 what a woo woo
in a house upon a rock along the countryside. At precisely 12 o'clock, the spooks began to ride. Swinging and seeing 12 ticks, swinging and seeing hot licks, with the medium in trance. How the horns begin to dance. Oh, wah doo doo 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 wah. Swinging at CS, five men. Swinging at CS, jive men. When the trumpet blasted out, all spooks begin to shout. Oh, wah doo doo 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 wah doo day. That music came through so sweetly low down, yet nobody knew who was riffing around.
Oh, swinging at the sea and
flag coats,
swinging at the sea and blue notes. Why, the trumpet could have won a cup if jiving broke the sea and up.
And who do you think did the tune so well? No one else but Gabriel.
Swinging at the sea, black cats, yellow cats, gray cats, blue cats, all the hats from miles around. Swinging, 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 swinging at
the sea.
From coast to coast.
Halloween, between. So saddle your sorrow till after tomorrow and make it a bright Halloween.
When I looked in your eyes, my heart was filled with love. Just like Siren Circe, you got me at your mercy. Always yours to have and hold, you got me voodoo. When I looked in your eyes, my heart was filled with love. Just like Siren Circe, you got me at your mercy. Always yours to have and hold, you got me voodoo.
Dance of feather, devil. the devil bad. He was giving up on. He had on a robe that was made of gold. He had on a robe that was made of gold. I never seen no devil look so sweet before. It was a dream I never had before. It was a dream I never had before. We all were dancing and put on a great big show.
Are listening to Merrily We Roll Along with M.H. Lee. We just heard Sippy Wallace with Devil Dance Blues. Before that, we had You Got Me Voodoo from Charlie Barnett, Guy Lombardo and his Royal Canadians with Halloween, and Swinging at the Seance from the Deep River Boys. And we've got some great stuff to come up here. We're going to hear from Lambert Hendricks and Loss with Halloween Spooks. We're going to hear It Must Be Swell from Alex Bartha and his Hotel Tramore Orchestra, which is also a song which I've heard under a different name, slightly different lyrics, and I believe I played on one of our English humor songs. So I'm going to write a note about that in the actual playlist page. We have Mr. Ghost Goes to Town before that from the Mad Hat Hutskers. But first, we're going to hear from Bora Minovich and Harmonica Rascals with the Ghost Rock. The Ghost Walk, that is, not Ghost Rock. Anyway, more great music after that, so stay tuned here on Merrily We Roll Along with M.H. Lee.
Bye. Since depression came our way. So last night I went to sleep and dreamed that I had died. My weary body felt at ease, and to myself I cried, look at the flowers, they're certainly sweet. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. And look at the people all lining the street. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. There's a lot of consolation riding peacefully past the guy that stole my wife. I know he envies me. And look at the horses. Oh boy, what a treat. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. Look at the mourners. Oh, don't they look grand? It sure is swell to be laying out dead. That's elegant music that's played by the band. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. There's the butcher and the baker standing in their doors. I won't have to worry how to dodge them anymore. And look at the landlord just shaking his head. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. Look at my sweetheart, she's classy and red. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. And look at her boyfriend, that big empty head. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. There's the boss I used to have, I see his ingrown face. Gee, I'm glad he's worried, cause no one can take my place. And look at the chiselers, they're going to starve. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. Look at the neighbors, they keep blabbering on. That's why it's swell to be laying out dead. And look at the kin folks, they'll starve when I'm gone. It sure is swell to be laying out dead. I won't have to worry about a job or food to eat. I won't have to worry whether shoes are on my feet. And look at the poor folks that's begging for bread. Oh boy, it's swell to be laying out dead.
That's a bit of a demented one there. Halloween Spooks from Lambert, Hendrix, and Ross. Weird one, for sure. Before that, we had It Must Be Swell, and that was Alex Someone and the Hotel Tremor Orchestra, I believe. It's cut off, but that's what I remember of that one. Before that, we had the Mad Hat Hutskers with Mr. Ghost Goes to Town, and Bora Minovich and a group of harmonica players with the Ghost Walk. I saved our last set to be mostly comedic. We're going to have the great Spike Jones with Two Heads Are Better Than One. We'll follow that with a Spike Jones cover from an all a cappella group called the Bobs. We'll have something from the great jug band player Jim Queskin, but from his album Unjugged. We'll follow that with something from Bob McFadden and Dore. We'll have a Calypso song, believe it or not. And then I'll come back to announce what we have to hear still on Sheena's Jungle Room. Play one last track, and then I'll see you next week. So, stay tuned, because we've got a lot of good stuff coming up still. 5 more songs at least, so stay tuned.
What a monster!
We're not a monster.
We're
beatniks.
Yeah.
We love to go to coffee
houses
where
beatniks
go.
Man,
everyone
you meet's
the
coolest.
There's
nothing
they
don't
know.
Actors,
writers,
bearded
artists,
jazz
and
poetry.
God's my two-headed monster.
We're
what the
peasants
call
progressive.
Way
out
as
we
can
be.
Once upon a midnight dreary
and
a pondered weekend weary over many a curious volume of forgotten lore.
While I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, someone tapping on my chamber door.
In there stepped as they the raven, as
did
of
Scooby-Dee, Booby-Dee, Gooby-Dee, Dooby-Dee, Ooby-Dee, Booby-Dee,
Goop-Pow. Ghastly,
grim and
ancient
raven,
tell me
what thy
lordly
name is.
Quoth the
raven,
never,
never
more.
Oh, never more.
Good evening, fiends.
Absolutely ingenious, Dr. Von Steiner. But now I see our time is running out. And if you'll gather all your friends together, there's a big black hearse waiting to take you all to a party given in your honor at the world-famous Coconut Grave. Good night, everyone.
You have just seen that exciting television show, This Is Your Death. And don't forget, tonight's guests were flown here by... excuse me. The guests on tonight's show flew here by themselves.
Six, high school at 8, college at 10 and a half, and after 3 years pre-med, I was the head doctor of brain surgery. After operating, I pause. tighten the gauze. Wait for applause while my patients laughed hysterically. Obviously, they were in stitches over me. I was a teenage brain surgeon, a teenage brain surgeon, a knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. While the other kids were digging, I dick clock from coast to coast. I was a digging Dr. Kildare, like man, you know the most. Even when I was in grade school, I had that medical look. I never got past the appendix whenever I opened the book. Scalpel.
Scalpel.
Forceps. Anesthetic. PPO or HMO. Whenever I went out dancing to make my night complete, I brought along my stethoscope. Man, you dig that crazy beat. One night the band was playing, I got you under my skin. I scared a fella half to death when I said, may I cut in? I was a teenage brain surgeon, teenage brain surgeon. I knocked out, fractured brain surgeon, the sharpest operator in town. Oh, yeah.
Now, in the Tower of London, large as life, the ghost of Anne Boleyn walks, I declare. Now, Anne Boleyn was once King Henry's wife. Until he had the headsman bob her hair. Oh, yes, he did her wrong long years ago. And she comes up at night to tell him so. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower with her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. She comes to old King Henry, she means giving him what for. Gadzook, she's gonna tell him off for having spilt her gore. And just in case the headsman wants to give her an encore, she has her head tucked underneath her arm. Sometimes gay King Henry gives a spread for all his gals and pals, a ghostly crew. The headsman carves the joint and cuts the bread. Then in comes Anne Boleyn to queer the dew. She holds her head up with a wild war whoop. And Henry says, don't drop it in the soup. With her head tucked underneath her arm, she walks the bloody tower. With her head tucked underneath her arm at the midnight hour. The sentry thinks that it's a football that she carries in, and when they've had a few, they shout, "Is Arsenal gonna win?" They think it's old Alex James instead of poor old Anne Boleyn. With her head tucked underneath her arm, along the drafty corridors, for miles and miles she goes. She often catches cold, poor thing. It's cold there when it blows. And it's awfully awkward for the queen to have to blow her nose with her head tucked underneath her arm.
I dig you, baby, in the dark of night. I dig you, baby, when the sun shines bright. I dig you, baby, from dusk till dawn. Now there's a hole in my front lawn. I dig you, baby, with one desire, and that's to make you my vampire. I dig you, baby, and that's the truth. I brought you some wolfbane and a baby Ruth. I dig you, baby, so please be mine. Say you'll be Mrs. Frankenstein. We'll marry, baby, and find a flat, a gloomy tomb with a private bat. I dig your brother, who's a Harvard man. Let's visit him whenever we can. We'll fly to the campus, it isn't very far. He isn't in a classroom, they keep him in a jar. I dig you, baby, so don't be cruel. We'll rock and roll when the moon is full. But I know I can't make you swoon. You dig the creature from the Black Lagoon. So goodbye, baby, here's where we part. It's like driving a stake right through my heart.
Did you say stake? I'll have mine medium rare.
No, no, it's not that kind of steak. Oh, why do I always get the hungry ones?
I know, ladies and gentlemen, here comes the ever-popular Lord Melody, Calypso King of 1954, and still champ, coming to tell you this time that he is the creature from Black Lagoon. Now remember, 55, he was the ugly animal. 56, mama look a boo-boo day. This time it's more like the truth. The creature from Black Lagoon. Give him a big hand.
Taking a plastic surgery, the people say that I ugly. I taking a plastic surgery, the people say that I ugly. Oh Lord, I send me child by the neighbor last Sunday to get some butter. I find the child was staying too long. The neighbor cross questioned the child upside down. Boy, how your father ugly so? Me boy child just tell them no. Yesterday he passed by we, and your father really ugly. When I go home, I'm going to tell me mommy, All you say, me daddy, ugly the
creature from the Black Lagoon is your father.
No, I go tell me mama,
the creature from the Black Lagoon is your father.
I think I go lose my temper. They go charge me for manslaughter because this thing getting chronic. Especially my neighbor Monkey Eric and his children think I'm a coolie. Only pelting missiles behind me when they meet me son is a different thing. They will flock around him and start to sing, boy, how your father ugly so. Me boy child, just tell them no. Yesterday he passed by we. And your father really ugly. When I go home, I'm going to tell me mommy, all you say me daddy ugly.
The creature from the Black Lagoon is your father.
No, I go tell me mama,
the creature from the Black Lagoon is your father.
I always discuss my beauty, and I know I'm not so ugly. Vidocity in my sister, calling me a hideous creature. You know the neighbor was there, so she started laughing. I nearly killed the girl in the kitchen. She scrambled my son from behind the head. I nearly killed my poor boy child dead. Singing, you're ugly just like your father Mel. My son tell her, go to hell. My father have a good voice, and he is my mother's choice. And if he ugly, ugly is my father already. I can't help, believe me, I am definitely sorry. If the
creature from the Black Lagoon is your father,
no, I go tell me mama,
the creature from the Black Lagoon is your father.
Oh no, I go tell me.
That was Lord Melody with The Creature from the Black Lagoon. Before that, we had I Dig You Baby from Bob McFadden and Dore. We had With Her Head Tucked Underneath Her Arm from Jim Kleskin. The Bobs with I Was a Teenage Brain Surgeon. And Two Heads Are Better Than One from Spike Jones. And in that last set there, I should announce what's coming on later today. We will have, of course, the Flange and Frigate at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And at 6 p.m., the Arab Crap takes over from there, going all the way until 9. So that's the schedule for the rest of the day. Be sure to check out the side streams and come back to catch those shows. You don't want to miss that Flange and Frigate show. Anyway, what do we have? We still have one more song that I think I'm going to play. We're going to have The Ghost of Old Man Mose from Harry Gold in his Pieces of Eight, something which I think originally I heard on the World's Worst Records radio show. And it's not quite the worst record. I mean, it's a comedy record, and it may have a questionable bit or so to it. It's not the worst record I've ever heard, and it's ghost-themed, and archaic, so something I thought I would include. Anyway, thanks for listening. Tune in next week. I think next week is going to be all about the devil as we continue to Hellraiser here on WFMU. And don't forget that you can donate to WFMU and show us how much you love the Hellraiser and how much you love this station. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Upon a windy hill stands an old log cabin still. That's the place where I used to dwell. Now just about a year ago, when the ground was thick with snow, something happened, listen while I tell. I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man Moles. I met him once, I met him twice, I've never been so scared in my life. Oh, that ghost of old man Moles. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all the things that I don't wanna know. He's the meanest ghost in town, when he laughs the walls come down. That ghost of old man Moles. All was quiet, the house was still. Suddenly the room was chill. A muffled knock-knock sounded in my ear. No one there, well, what do you know? Just some footprints in the snow. Brother, I was petrified with fear. Cause I met the ghost of old man. I met the ghost of old man. I met the ghost of old man Moles. I fell right down, too scared to stand. Someone touched me on the hand. Oh, that ghost of old man Moles. He's a haunting. He's a haunting. He's all the things that I don't want to know. That guy's got the coldest touch, and that's enough, but that's too much. That ghost of old man Moles. Chairs and tables floated round, couldn't move, was muscle bound, felt like Daniel in the lion's den. Suddenly, an awful clang through the old log cabin rang. Mo had kicked the bucket once again. I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man Moles. I heard a noise like rifle fire, then my teeth began to tire. Oh, that ghost of old man Moles. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all things that I don't want to know. Ghostly cackles in my ear, man, I must get out of here from that ghost of old man Moles. Gradually before my eyes, a ghostly form materialized, the figure of an old man with a frown. He gave one of his eerie cackles, boy, that freed me of my shackles. I was up and on my way to town. Cause I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man, I met the ghost of old man Moles. Chills were running down my back as I made for the railroad track from that ghost of old man Moles. He's a haunting, he's a haunting, he's all things that I don't want to know. If you're looking for a cabin, mine's there just for the having with the ghost of old man Moles. Don't look now, but who's that standing behind you? The ghost of old man Moles!
White doves turned gray and flew away, and so did Madeline. Honey, why don't you move in a little closer? I want to tell you a secret, the secret of my success. Oh, I can cook, too, on top of the rest. My seafood's the best in the town. And I can cook, too, my souffle's renown. My cheesecake has been all around. I'm a man's ideal of a perfect meal, right down to the demi-tasse. I'm a pot of joy for a hungry boy. Daddy, I'm cooking with gas. I'm a tidbit, a well-toasted tart that's not in the recipe book. And what's more, Daddy, I can cook. I've made a magazine cover. I run my house on a dime. I'd make a wonderful lover. I should be paid overtime, 'cause I can roast too on top of a lot. My oven's the hottest you'll find. Oh, I can roast too. My chickens just ooze. My gravy will lose you your mind. I'm a brand new note. I'm a table d'hote. Just try my a la carte. With a single course, I can choke a horse. Daddy,